Pratolini's Hardware and Garden Stores brings your Garage Logic podcast number 1265, March 14th, 2024. 73 degrees on that miraculous spring of 2012 on this day. 7 below on this day in 1897. And in 1989 on this day, 7 inches of snow.
Mm. Ooh.
Thank God, not
it
today.
It could still happen. Mm.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
What was the date Friday, this last Friday?
The 8th.
White Bear went out on March 8th, and I now know or have here the news from the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office that Minnetonka did declare its ice out yesterday. So we're done with ice outs for the year. There'll be no ice outs this year.
I'm kind of feeling let down by the GLers for not calling in and emailing us.
They do that all the time. I get rid of them.
Oh, well, GLers should send them to me then, so I can squeeze them on the air.
You know, only 12 times in 169 years has the ice out on Minnetonka been declared before April 1, but the record stands. The record is March 11, 1878, and Minnetonka could not beat that this year. But now we have it. Ice out was, what's today, the 14th? Whenever they said that. The 13th, we'll call it.
Remind me again, Joe, what are we going to do if we have a real quiet overnight where it gets down to zero and the lake freezes over once again? So then do we have two ice outs in one season?
No, I've washed my hands of it. I've taken enough grief over the years for even bothering to do ice outs, which I really enjoy, but have been ridiculed and hectored and
such,
put down for it and things of that nature.
Well, that sounds like a personal issue with you.
We can't ignore
facts, and the fact would be that we would have two ice outs.
Then you take it over because I'm done. The ice outs are done. White Bear's ice free. Minnetonka's ice free. So there'll be no more fun. We won't be going into April and May with me giving you an ice out every day. It's done. Okay? Joe, it's over.
Joe, please come down from the cross.
No, I'm not. You need the wood?
Need the wood here.
Need the wood.
I hope you're still going to do lilac ice outs. Or
absolutely. I will give you my lilac bloom.
Blooms.
Yeah. I bet it won't even be early. I bet it'll be about the same type, same time. A note on rinks in Minneapolis from people who are thinking about it. If the math below doesn't work out, please don't use my name. Well, I'm not going to check your math.
Right. We got better things to do.
Scott, that's his name. We don't even check our own math. If you took $700,000 from what they spent on the outdoor rinks and purchased ice at Edison Parade and one neighboring indoor ice arena, say St. Louis Park or Richfield, at $250 an hour, they would have had the ability to purchase 2,800 hours of ice, more than enough to offer free indoor skating to anyone interested from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. from December 1 through Feb 15. Three rinks times 9 hours a day times 90 days. And still have some time left for nights and weekends for adults. You'd also have $150,000 remaining to buy kids some equipment and learn the game. Just saying. Of course, there's many ways to address the folly of the ice rinks. Yes, sir.
That ice time wouldn't be available. You know how hard it is to
I guess
ice
the high schools this. Book it, don't they, for practice?
It's not possible to get
We got a lot of rinks. I think that was the... Joe, being of... this is an interesting note on taxation from Shelley. Being a licensed child care provider, I have had visits from my sponsor food program quarterly for over 25 years. This means they come to my house unannounced and count children, check food for quality, and sometimes even watch me feed children. It's never a big deal because I follow their regulations, so I let them do their job, and in return, I receive a stipend to help me purchase the food required. It's not much, but it's better than nothing. This morning, I was notified by email that I would be having a virtual visit. My regular food supervisor left the industry abruptly last November. All I was told, it was for a career change. I've attached the email I was sent before the Zoom meeting, laying out everything they wanted to show me during the meeting. Honestly, this is usually what they ask, but it begs me to question why all the fraudsters didn't also have to comply with such requests, and had they been forced to do so, we would never have seen that money stolen. Upon them calling, I had to show them each child in care I was serving, as well as walk around and show them the kitchen and the other parts of the home. Again, I have no problems doing any of this because I follow the rules and have nothing to hide, but why do I have these regulations and not everyone? And by the way, if I refuse any of this, I'm automatically disqualified from the food program and will not be compensated with the chance to be totally face the chance to be totally dropped from the program. P.S. I was told from some higher-ups that rules were lax during the pandemic. Interestingly enough, the rules never changed for the rest of us, only for a small group of people who stole $250 million. Always pushing back, usually behind a swing, Shelley, Gumption County's daycare lady. Isn't that something?
Hmm.
It just falls under the rubric of locks are for honest people.
Right, right. Yep.
Isn't that something?
That's something.
100 million dollar Johnny, hey, did you see this story? $100 million universal basic income bill.
Yeah.
Is advancing in the House. Representative Athena Hollins, look her up, Rook. Athena, A T H E N A.
Got it. Conventionally spelled Hollins.
Yeah, H O L L I N S. DFL. She introduced House file 2666 last year. The bill didn't receive a hearing as the Democrats spent the $17.5 billion surplus and increased the state budget by more than 38%. But the bill is alive, and Hollins told her legislative colleagues during the Tuesday hearing the proposal would constitute, and John will have to help me here, constitute...
Projected with the $3.7 billion surplus, Hollins' bill received a hearing in the House. The bill, let's see, constitutes...
She's the majority whip in the House of Representatives. She's 40. She was born in Hawaii, married with two children, lives in St. Paul, Reed College. She got her BA. She got her JD from University of St. Thomas.
Another lawyer, huh?
Her occupation is attorney legislator. Yeah,
sure.
The proposal would constitute a pilot program that would make $100 million available to nonprofit organizations, tribal governments, and municipalities to run their own locally based UBI grant programs.
Why? Why?
Their reasoning is to keep people, I'll use their language, interrupt poverty or disrupt poverty. Here, the commission, I'll read just the bill as it reads. Section 1, subdivision 1, the Commissioner of Human Services must establish a competitive grant program for local government entities, Minnesota's tribal nations, or nonprofit organizations, ooh, there's the clincher, to provide regular cash payments to their eligible recipients in order to disrupt poverty, build wealth, advance equity, and support a recipient's basic needs. I see fraud all over this.
Of course. How long has Athena been in the House, Rook?
She took office some January 5th, 2021.
And what area of the town is she in?
66B. She lives in the Phelan neighborhood right now.
I see.
What I'm not... Okay, eligible recipients. Okay, persons eligible to receive monthly payments under this section must be receiving public benefits or have a household income of less than or equal to 300% of the federal poverty guidelines. Recipients must attest to this need and to any other eligibility requirements set by a guarantee. Once enrolled, recipients will not be required to recertify.
I have to correct myself. 2020 was when she assumed the majority whip on January 3rd, but she's been around since 2020.
You know what's happening? We're uncovering a lot of basic truths. We did yesterday, and we're going to again today. What's happening is that the people getting elected are getting elected to represent very small constituencies, and they do not have the greater good of the citizenry of this state in mind. For example, Athena Hollins apparently has as her impetus for serving, taking your money to pay people who don't work or don't have enough, and it's not equitable.
Who are already on
right
of programs receiving money from the government.
And then you you have some legislators like Lee Finke, who is there quite clearly to only serve trans people. There is no desire on his part to represent the greater good of Minnesota, and yet these are the people who would preach to you about what takes a village and the greater good and commonality and collectivism. They're the opposite of that. They have very small groups of people to whom they're beholden, and the hell with the rest of you. From the rest of you, we want the money we need to address what we've promised our small constituencies. And they're not there to make sure that the dam holds the water or the roads work or streetlights come on or anything. They're there to perpetuate the needs of a very small group of constituents. I don't know how Finke got elected. 82% of the vote in St. Paul.
Yeah. Finke is convinced that the reason she is there is for trans people, basically.
Exactly. And she made the paper again today with a new bill to make the state schools safer. See, she really, really suffers from the idea that she's special. She really suffers from the idea that transgenderism constitutes a very special virtue, and that they need special laws.
There's great, great delusions of grandeur that go along with being trans, isn't there?
Yeah. Just be trans.
Yeah.
The hell up and do your job. Right.
You can't just be trans. You have to be the greatest of all time.
What we have now from Lee Finke is she has introduced a bill that would prevent schools from banning the display of rainbow flags. Well, what if I want the school to display the flag of the Antique and Classic Boat Society?
Go ahead. You just don't have to tell everybody.
Another bill would require school districts to adopt gender-inclusive policies for extracurricular activities. Another would provide funding for nonprofits that help LGBTQWTF families relocate to the North Star State. That's a new one where she wants $1 million to dish out to nonprofits that would then offer help to families that have come here for gender-affirming care. But I'm unaware of any legislation this guy has authored that it doesn't involve trans work. Now, the danger for us, of course, is we end up coming off transphobic. I'm not. I don't care if you're trans. Go be trans. But you're not special. You don't have the right. It's a dereliction of duty, as far as I'm concerned, to use your spot in the legislature to do nothing except campaign for transgenderism.
Right.
Now, is that what accusations could you make about other legislators that they're only there to campaign for blank?
See, I was under the impression that you're supposed to represent everybody in your district.
Is it plausible that her entire district is transgender?
So if you were in the Senate or the House, you would just represent people with wood boats.
Yeah, that's all I would do.
That's all you would do.
I'd do, and we'd have some laws protecting the availability of varnish because the the climate hysterians probably don't want that to be oil-based.
I think I'm going to be vintage snowmobiles.
I think I'll do British cars, too.
And my main concern is getting carb kits for Bendix carbs. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And I'm on a campaign to straighten out Lucas Electric's The Prince of Darkness. This has to be, the population needs to be, the English car population needs to be protected from electrical failure. Should be your concern, rookie. You should pay me for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll go to the wallet.
Finke also would like to require insurers to cover gender-affirming care. In Minnesota, I love that term, gender affirming care, of which in my mind is if you're a 10-year-old and you're a girl and you want to be a boy, we got you covered. Come on up to Minnesota.
Do you realize where we are here? Let's see if we can do this without hyperbole. Do you realize what we're up to or where we are in Minnesota? We have in the DFL a legislative body that is absolutely determined, for the most part, to decriminalize a lot of behavior that we consider criminal. We have a legislature predisposed for the most part to raise the age of juveniles from 18 to 21. We have a legislature for the most part that would minimize any emphasis placed on sentencing feral youth for gun crimes,
right?
Because those minimum sentences already exist for gun crimes, but we don't use them. And then to top it off, yesterday we had Cedric Frazier announcing his reason for this kind of thinking as science. The science proves that you're, which I don't buy for a minute, but the science proves that your brain really isn't developed until you're in your 20s. So it's really unfair of us to expect any civil behavior from people regarding crime, for example, because their brains aren't ready yet. But you are the same people. You are the same people who have determined that we actually even need legislative bills and taxpayer money spent to protect the choices of children or their parents, for children who are 6, 7 years old to change their gender. Where's your brain science on that one? Well, it isn't there. These are spoiled,
entitled
adult children who are only there to get what they want for themselves. It has nothing to do with the rest of us. And they're led by a governor who's been completely hoodwinked. He has no idea how he's been snookered. He just goes along with it. He doesn't realize how foolish he looks corroborating this stuff, backing it up, and signing off on it.
Governor befuddled.
He's just befuddled. And I'm not the only one who said he was a disappointment. Who are we talking to the other day that said he was a disappointment? Was
somebody
a guest
on the phone? Yeah.
Arnie Carlson.
It was Arnie. No, it was after Arnie.
It was after
Arnie. We just had somebody
after
recently.
Arnie. Yeah. Pretty much everybody we talked to, Joe.
Was it McGrath?
Yes.
Dan?
Might have been Dan McGrath, okay, who have found it. And Arnie, what that tells you, it should tell you, but I don't know if you're capable of seeing it, what that should tell you is a lot of people thought you were a guy that had the interests of the state at heart. And you've really disappointed a lot of people because we've only discovered that you've allowed this DFL majority to run roughshod over the state.
You mean Walls?
What did I say?
You said Arnie.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Walls. You know, you blew the surplus. You have plans for $100 million universal basic income. You have trans legislators who are there for no other reason than to spend taxpayer money on transgenderism and to make sure the schools can fly flags. And I guess if I read, they want gender-inclusive policies for extracurricular activities, including sports, I guess it's perfectly all right for that constituency to believe that a transgender a female, for example, born a male, should be able to compete on women's teams, which is drastically unfair.
Which goes against the entire women's movement this country has gone through for the last 100-plus years. I mean,
We're watching this collapse in front of our eyes. Now, you say, what's collapsing? Well, you're going to be broke and bankrupt. You're not going to be able to raise enough taxes to cover this BS.
Especially when it comes to insurance. My insurance is high enough already. Finke believes there's momentum behind the boost for further LGBTQ protections at the Capitol. She said St. Paul voters signaled their support for her policies, given that she won her seat, I believe it's 66A, by more than 60 points.
An area that of the city I know well, and we have to have Trace Johnson on. Trace Johnson's a gay male attorney who ran against her. What the hell happened? It's a part of the city that I just don't understand that 82% of the people saw wisdom in voting for this, for Finke. It's an old blue-collar part of town. Where people used to work. Maybe they don't anymore. Maybe the demographics have changed so dramatically that there are people cheering for basic income, cheering for these trans laws. Maybe it's so
post-COVID.
So completely upside down that maybe I've completely lost touch with it.
In that respect, do you think, even though what we think, if Tim Walz runs again, will he get elected? I don't see anything stopping him.
Of course he will, yeah. No, the cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul control who's in office.
Yeah.
Except for our representatives out here. But they're all overruled anyway. So, Joe, you're saying the person, the guy or gal that hops in that 10-year-old crap can with $170,000 on it with a lunch pail and a thermos and a picture of their kids in their pocket not being served in 66A? Is that what you're
saying? That's what I'm saying.
Not at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Not even thought about. Don't care a bit.
I've had to get up early 2 times this week.
Here we go.
I know. Once at 4:30.
I know why.
And again at 6:30. And now you might say 6:30 isn't that early. It probably isn't, but for me it is. So at 4:30 in the morning, not a lot of traffic, but at 6:30 in the morning, really a lot of traffic. People going to work.
Mm-hmm.
People going to work. Sometimes at jobs they love, I would imagine. Sometimes at jobs they don't, but they're answering the bell. They're going and working hard.
Yeah. Thankful to have the job.
And they're bringing home the bacon. They're putting food on their family. And then the state takes money for all of this whimsical and arbitrary BS that has nothing to do with them. Nothing.
Okay.
I got to get on an e-bike or something and just ride off into the sunset.
It'll mellow you out.
EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. It's on 97, immediately west of 35. I know a lot of emailers want to tell me, it's not Forest Lake, it's Columbus. You know what? It's Forest Lake.
Close enough.
E-bikes are on sale. Vespa scooters are on sale. Yamaha UTVs, Kawasaki UTVs, pre-season youth ATVs, Moto Guzzi motorcycles. And it's the electric bike capital of the world. Great big, smooth, new parking lot. No excuse to leave there with the wrong bike. Get it all straightened out. The height of the saddle, the right saddle, the handlebars, the size of the tires. What a great summer of e-bike riding you have ahead of you. And same with the scooters and the youth recreational equipment, the service, the apparel. It is really a fun outdoor recreational store. I was there the day after Christmas.
26th of December.
Kicking tires and picking things out. It's just a a hell of a recreational outlet. It's EcoFun Motorsports, EcoFunMotorsports.com. It's right on 97. As you're northbound on 35, it's west of 35 on 97. If you're southbound, it's still west of 35 on 97. It's EcoFun Motorsports.
Hey there, GLers. Do what Reavers did a couple of years ago and make the switch to Hofferman Water. Well, first what I did was I called them up to get on the schedule for that free water analysis. And I'm telling you right now that this is the best time of the year to do that. They get a little bit busy in the spring and in the summer, so make sure that you're getting on that schedule right away. Give them a call, 612-895-2440. You can also visit their website, which is HoffermanWater.com. I had my new system installed years ago, and it's made an amazing difference in the quality of my water. Doesn't matter whether we're doing laundry, your showers, your drinking water, your cooking, your coffee, everything is better with Hofferman and Connecticut. So if you're in the market, they do offer sales, service, and rental options. If you're in the market for rental for Connecticut water treatment systems, that includes water softeners, iron rust, and odor filtration systems, and of course, drinking water systems. I've been a proud customer. In fact, that's how this relationship started years ago, was I was a customer before they ever decided to advertise on Garage Logic, and it's been great. I am so happy and have been very, very happy with my service with Hofferman and Connecticut, and I know that you will be too. So get on that schedule, have them come out for that free water analysis, and please make sure that you mention the Garage Logic podcast. Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years.
The Earth is not your mother. The Joe Sugere Show.
Scoonies on the phone. Positive Thursday brought to us by Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care, located in Shoreview, 1060 County Road E. Pretty much anything you need related to auto care can be had at Schoonover's. Summer is here. The time is right for dancing in the street. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kenny. How you doing?
Can you name that artist?
No.
Martha and the Vandellas.
Van Halen. Yeah. It's Van Halen.
I go with Martha and the Vandellas.
I'm going with Martha, too.
Anyway, that means we're going to pop off those winter tires, put on the summer rubber. And what else? Maybe an oil change. I can't think of anything.
Well, you know, there's a lot of firsts going on right now. You know, boat rides in March and ice outs and all that kind of stuff. But no tires off in March is, and you have to get them off pretty quick because you're going to start burning them up. It's getting hot out.
Yeah. What about the April 3-4 inches of snow on April 20th? What are we going to do about that, smart guy?
It'll be gone. It'll be gone in 24 hours. It'll be gone in 12 hours.
You've been hanging out with Such.
I guarantee you, Mike, if I come out and we throw the summer tires back on, we're going to get 3 blizzards.
Yep. So don't do it.
No, you have to, because he's right. The hot tar, it really wears those babies out.
I know.
Gonna ruin you, just Joe. When you're driving, you're just gonna picture all that rubber flying off your car.
It's happening right now.
Of the road.
65 degree day. You don't need winter tires.
You don't. It's gorgeous. So yeah, let's get for summer. Let's check the tires. Let's get new wipers on because we're gonna get a boatload of rain and then of course we're gonna get hail and let's just get ready. Let's go.
What do we do about fluids? Do we need to flush them? Can't we just check them and go, enough. That's enough ice cube juice in there. We got enough tranny fluid. We don't need to flush that, do we?
Let's follow the factory recommended, recommendations on vehicle maintenance, Kenny.
All right.
Not just use, your backyard mentality.
Yeah,
and just
eyeball it. Right. Thank eyeball you. It, Mike. Eyeball it.
Kenny, we don't eyeball here. So we got to follow what the factory says and do what they say. So if we do that, then we'll have good maintenance and your car will run a long time and your tires will be good and you won't be on the side of the road.
And the great thing about that is Schoonovers can do all of that and provide you with the best body work you can get in the Twin Cities Metro that is fully guaranteed for as long as you own the car. That's still a deal with Schoonovers, right, Mike?
It is. Won't change.
And that's why Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care is the official body shop of GL.
You've been at it since 1938, always rated as one of the top metro shops. Schoonoverbodyworks.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
See you later.
See you,
bro.
See you, Mike.
I'm sure the likes of Finke follow stories of tragedy involving trans people, which is why they get away with this euphemistic campaigning for the safety of trans people in schools. There was a national story about a poor, confused soul in Oklahoma named, do I have the name?
No, I haven't seen this story.
Nex, N-E-X, Nex Benedict. And it was said that Nex, who I believe wants to be known as a he, or did, is dead now. And the claim was that he was beaten up by bullies in school. Hmm. And this became a national rallying cry for the safety of trans students. But we now have a report from the Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner that's ruling the death as a suicide.
Oh.
Found antidepressants and antihistamines in Benedict's system. And also cited other significant conditions contributing to death, but not resulting in the underlying cause given. They also write that the Owosso, Oklahoma police investigators had suspected suicide from the beginning, but withheld comment pending the autopsy. The point being, this poor, confused soul is gone now. And apparently gone at his own hand, and it had nothing to do with bullies mistreating the child. But
he was beaten the day before, though. That's on tape.
That is so, on tape.
But
apparently that was not the cause of death.
No, apparently not. It was ODing from what they're saying.
Well, he shouldn't have been beat up the day before. Nor should a 15-year-old girl have been beaten up in St. Louis the other day.
How does money change that?
It doesn't.
Ignorance. It doesn't. Basically, it's ignorance on behalf of the bullies.
You know what the most disturbing thing about the 15-year-old girl in St. Louis who was repeatedly had her head slammed into the concrete by a much larger black girl, the girl who is fighting for her life was white. Mm-hmm. I think this is germane. And the attacker was black. But nobody did anything. The youth of today stand around with their phones.
Right.
It's a dreadful, dreadful situation the country's in. Yeah.
And if an adult gets involved, you know there's going to be future lawsuits.
Well, the death of Nex Brixen or whatever the name is terrible either way. But that's what compels the likes of Finke to keep coming up with these bills. We have to have a rainbow flag. I don't know why you have to have a rainbow flag in the school, but I guess you do. You don't, but you're going to.
That issue is Finke just wants the rainbow flag to not be banned exclusively.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to fly it.
Yeah, she's not saying we want it in the school. She just wants it to not be banned.
Well, if there's another bill advanced by the legislature's clear to Senate committee Tuesday, so if you think they want a full-time legislature.
Boo!
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
The Democrats want a full-time legislature.
So they can fight more?
Jamie Long, Minneapolis, wants this. And who else, John, in the first paragraph?
There are 36 Democratic state legislators supporting the bill to become a full-time legislature. Jamie Long did write the bill.
Mm-hmm. This is what they do for a living anyway. Seems almost natural that they would want this. You'd have to amend the Constitution of the state because we have what is so charmingly referred to as a citizen legislature. It hasn't been a citizen legislature since the activists took over, but that's what it's called, a part-time or a citizen legislature. They would undo that and operate full-time. I can't imagine how dreadful that would be, but this is what they want.
No, we don't.
Not many states have a full-time legislature.
Because you don't need it.
No. I don't know what to tell you, people. The destruction of the state you once knew is happening faster than you can possibly imagine. And by say the destruction of the state you once knew, I mean, if you just want to pick one aspect, it's being financially destroyed.
It's proof to me, and they are admitting to me that they aren't, that this isn't government for the people,
no,
by the people. This is them ruling over us and us paying for that privilege.
Yeah, and also ruling for very select small constituencies. 7.2% of the American population is gay, supposedly. What would that boil down to in Minnesota? You know, I don't know.
What percentage?
7.2 is the reported figure. I suspect that might be high, but the people advocating it want it to be high. So I don't know what the accurate number is, but 7.2% is what I've read. And we have legislators just devoting every single workday to that percentage and nothing to the other 93% of us.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this also ensures that they won't have to run into those pesky constituents who, you know, put them into office, because they'll be too busy. They won't be at their shop or at their job. They'll be busy ruling over us.
Well, even the activists in a part-time legislature, it's not as though they run off to their job when the session's over. This is what they do.
They're not fixing shoes.
Then in the summer, they hang Lake around, Street. Smoke a joint, and think, what can we do next year when we get there?
Meanwhile, is there anything we can burn down around here? Yeah. I need some outrage.
Well, we have equity advisors in College Park, Maryland, who want to burn it all down and start over. I have a note along that line. Not necessarily along that line, but it's from Tom in St. Paul. On Wednesday's show, you mentioned Attorney General Keith Ellison's lawsuit against Fleet Farm, holding the retailer responsible for the straw buyers. Ellison's lawsuit embodies what I see as Euphorian's most perplexing and infuriating compulsion. They propose a solution, in quotes, to one problem while endorsing policies on issues that exacerbate the original problem. That sounds convoluted, so bear with me. In Ellison's case, I believe you're right. Keith Ellison's ultimate goal is to make firearms unavailable in Minnesota, thus bypassing the impossible task of rescinding the Second Amendment. His lawsuit would never hold up constitutionally, but Ellison knows Fleet Farm would have to expend untold resources to fight it. It would be easier in the end for Fleet Farm to shift their business strategy away from firearms to avoid bankruptcy. All Keith Ellison has to do is sue all firearms retailers in succession, and voila, good luck buying a firearm in Minnesota.
Yeah, and that's their goal.
But I would ask Keith Ellison, what's your stance on our porous southern border? By now, every American is at least peripherally aware that fentanyl is being marched over the border by the ton, killing 100,000 people every year, three times as many as gun deaths. If Ellison supports an open border in the name of some bastardized version of compassion, is he not aware that the cartels will simply add firearms to their list of imports? If he wants to be intellectually consistent, shouldn't Ellison implore our federal government to seal the border lest black market firearms stream into Minnesota and end up in the hands of every thug that Keith Ellison has emboldened via his lax enforcement policies? You said these people are crazy, Joe. I'd go a step further and suggest they're evil with the capital E. As mentioned during that same show, these people want to literally burn down our current system and replace it with something. What that something is, I have no idea. And frankly, I don't think they do either. But as previous cultural revolutions illustrate, people with a GL mindset don't fare well. Good luck, Tom from St. Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Right on the money there.
Mm-hmm. People of our mindset, we'd get swept away, wouldn't we?
Swept away like the wind.
this full-time gig isn't doesn't have full support from all the Democrats. Melissa Hortman and Majority Leader Erin Murphy, both Democrats, expressed their opposition to the idea as well, as well as a bunch of Republicans, of course.
Right. Well, I guess we'll have to count on Erin Murphy and Melissa Hortman as being somewhat sane for the moment, right?
Wow.
Well, until
we'll take them when we can get them.
Until they're swayed, you know.
I told you, I know Aaron's husband very well. Like a normal guy.
Come on.
I don't even want to get into it with him on what's it like at home. I don't even want to go there.
Well, you already know.
I see. That's right. I know.
That's so why you two even, are friends.
Why even go there?
That's why you two.
Why don't we come back in just a moment with Johnny Heights News? But first.
Bunga Bunga?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. This ain't no Bunga Bunga, but if you do need a carpet cleaning, I'm going to tell you about the pros at Zero Res. You should clean your carpets every 6 months, at least once a year. And the heroes at Zero Res, that's exactly what they are. 17,000 raving customer reviews online, a 4.9 Google rating. That's what all the hype is about. Zero Res, they're professional. They know their craft. They get in, they get out. I've used them. They started with Garage Logic, and that's why they're still here today. There's only one real way to get all that gunk out of your home, and that's by calling the cleaning heroes at Zero Res. And you're going to save big time in March when you beat the spring cleaning rush with these limited offers from our Zero Res cleaning heroes. What are you going to get this month? Three rooms, Zero Resified from Minnesota's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $129. Take $75 off your air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery. Call Zero Res right, and you owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. 952-ZEROREZ. Or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and tell them that you would like the rookie special. That's 952-ZEROREZ or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
So is this a victory for the 21sters? The winter that never was is over? This is a victory, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm reading
I think it's a victory.
A Thomas Sowell quote. What did he say? I don't know what he said.
Yeah, anyway, what this means anyway. Is... Anyway, crabgrass, weeds, all of it also coming early along with summer. And spring might just be canceled out altogether. If you want the best lawn on the block, you've got to go with our friends at ProfessionalTurf.com. They've been at it since 82. Don't be sending that lawn care renewal contract back to that company that burned your lawn last year. Go with the company that we at Garage Logic use, the company that has service techs with over 20 years of experience. They service the same routes every year, so they really get to know your lawn. And you schedule a free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at ProfessionalTurf.com. And then get ready for the best lawn on the block. They actually come out and they look at your lawn. This isn't a phone estimate. ProTurf, they have exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation service. Schedule that estimate at ProfessionalTurf.com.
Before we get to Johnny, might I give you a Thomas Sowell quote? The vocabulary of the political left is fascinating. For example, it is considered to be materialistic and greedy to want to keep what you have earned. But it is idealistic to want to take away what someone else has earned and spend it for your own political benefit or to feel good about yourself.
Ain't that the truth?
Here's John Height. Here's John Height.
Thank you, Joe. This update brought to you by North American Banking Company. I'm going to correct myself to start the news. There is not tape of Nex Benedict being beaten. There's tape of her interview with police about being beaten.
Well, then we don't know if she was beaten.
You know, her friends say it did happen in the bathroom when they were there. So yeah. Who knows? Ooh. Who knows? I guess, at this point. In news, a Burnsville woman is facing criminal charges for providing guns to the man who police say gunned down three first responders last month in Burnsville. 35-year-old Ashley Ann Durdall is federally indicted now on five charges of straw purchasing, five counts of making false statements during a gun purchase, and one count of conspiracy. Local, state, and federal authorities announced the development this morning. It comes 2 days after it was reported that the mother of three of the children who were inside the home at the time of the shooting says she was subpoenaed and testified in front of a federal grand jury. Late last month, the owner of a Burnsville gun retailer confirmed that a gun part found at Shannon Gooden's home was straw purchased and traced to his store. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, because Gooden couldn't legally have guns due to his prior convictions, Durdall worked with Gooden, whom she was in a relationship with, to help him get the weapons. Prosecutors say Gooden would text her all the guns he wanted her to buy, and she then placed the orders, filled out the forms, and told him, quote, "We just got to make sure we're smart about all this, you know."
No, you're not smart, lady. You're a complete moron.
Right.
Among the guns she allegedly bought and gave to Gooden were three semi-automatic AR-15-style gun lower receivers, including one with binary trigger and a heavier load ammunition for increased damage. State and Dakota County leaders have formally announced the expansion of a Fortune 500 company into Rosemount. Governor Walz, as well as members of the Dakota County, the University of Minnesota, and City of Rosemount, announcing Meta's expansion into the city this morning. The building, the company's 19th data center in the United States, will be supported by 100% renewable energy, according to the folks at the press conference. According to the governor's office, Meta will be building an $800 million, 715,000 square foot data center in the city. It'll employ about 100 people. In addition, there will be at least 1,000 trade jobs available at the peak of its construction. That announcement comes months after Rosemount City Council unanimously approved a site to be used by Meta, the parent company of Facebook, on part of the University of Minnesota's Umor Park. Legislation to clarify the role of school resource officers, or SROs, in Minnesota schools is now headed to the governor's desk. After the House and Senate approved slightly different versions of the bill, the differences were hammered out in a conference committee. The House then reapproved the bill yesterday before the Senate sent to Governor Walz this morning. It's heading to the governor 7 months after the SRO controversy first arose just before the start of the new school year. Some law enforcement officials then expressed concerns that changes made by state lawmakers last year to ban certain physical restraints on students would not allow SROs to do their jobs, but would keep them liable for failing to intervene. That led some agencies to suspend their SRO programs, although many others continue to do their programs.
Hey, John, yeah. Do you know when the vice president, is she in town now?
Kamala is in town to go to an abortion clinic.
But right now.
I don't know if it's right now.
Well, when I rolled in about 11:30, there were troopers all over 280 and 94.
What I'm seeing here is if you're a council member and you're listening in your car, eastbound 94 is stopped from Highway 55 down through the tunnel over to 35W. I don't think they're letting anybody by. So keep that in mind. And same with
is she going to perform an abortion?
Wow.
I wonder.
It looks like westbound 62 is also stopped in South Minneapolis.
She is in town, as you heard Joe say, part of a tour focusing on the rollback of abortion rights in the U.S. The specific time and place of Harris's visit haven't really been released, but you heard Kendra's report there on what's going on with traffic. Her office says she plans to visit a Twin Cities clinic that provides abortions and other reproductive care. The White House says this will be the first time a president or vice president has been to a reproductive health clinic.
That's thrilling. I think she's going to perform an abortion.
The owner of a massage parlor in Wilmer is accused of bringing in an employee from California, then holding her hostage in a room in a business and telling her to perform sexual acts on customers.
Ooh, bring out the gimp.
Oh, yeah.
Wilmer, you say.
Pay attention to the naughty hand, not the nice hand.
Prosecutors are charged. This is going to get confusing because there's a woman in this story named he. So you're going to have to follow the her. And he.
Is it a trans deal?
Nope, not, no, that's her actual name is her.
I see.
So, you know.
What's he's pronoun?
She is a he?
Sure.
No.
Huh?
No, he is a she. That's how it is. He
that's
is
an Asian woman, perhaps?
My guess.
Well, let me just read
Let's let John do the story.
Why don't we call Pat here? Yeah, let's see if we could interrupt a little more.
Right, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yes, it is.
Prosecutors have charged 55-year-old Ying He. Now, Ying is a woman, okay?
Yep.
Ying He was soliciting or inducing a person to practice prostitution, disorderly house, and fifth-degree assault. Her attorney told 5 Eyewitness News that he can't comment on pending cases. Now, see, now I'm just playing with you.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm just playing with you. According to charging documents, police were called to massage therapy on Saturday after a screaming woman called 911. The responding officer was flagged down by both he and a person at a neighboring business. The officer then found the woman who called 911 crying on the floor of the business.
Having a
the
bad woman, cartoon bubble.
I was just going to say, my next, I was going to interact, describe the massage
No,
room.
John's still talking.
Okay, okay.
The woman walls. Who police, who says is in her 50s, told the officer her boss had hit her on the side of the head. When an interpreter was reached, the woman said he was her boss and treated her poorly, confining her to a small room and refusing to let her drink water, cook food, or turn on lights. The complaint says the woman came to the business about a week earlier from California after an agency referred her for massage work. The woman said she specifically asked for legitimate work, not anything involving sex, but he controlled her when she arrived and told her to perform sex acts for customers, which she refused to do. She said at that point he was verbally abusive toward her frequently and that day punched her in the head. Wilmer Police Chief Jim Felt confirmed the investigators are still looking at it as a case of possible human trafficking, although that isn't yet included in any of the charges.
See, right off the bat, I don't like any massage parlor where there's cooking.
Right. You want a sandwich?
That's a
can
bad.
I get you a sandwich?
Or
get
you know, I'm smelling food now, and I don't really like
chicken.
That.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to smell that when I go in there.
So, why don't we
boil fried ham? Rice.
Yeah.
little break here and have some more news in a minute after we hear from our buddy, the rookie.
You know, there's really no segue, so I'm just plowing into the Minnesota Masonic ad here. I got to tell you that they do have, there's some hope. There is some hope. They're coming up with something new. It's called Civility School. I've been telling you about it. And the Civility School is going to happen on March 30th, the Saturday before Easter. It's going to be at the Masonic Heritage Center in Bloomington from 10 to noon. They got a great campus there. They're going to have lunch after that as well. And what they want to do is they want to get in touch with the youth of Minnesota, and specifically the Twin Cities. Masonry has been described as a system of morality veiled in allegory, illustrated by signs and symbols. What they want to do with Civility School is a system of civility veiled in allegory, illustrated by YouTube videos and conversation. They want to get the ball rolling and meeting the young people where they are right now, which is on social media. Civility School hopes to demonstrate to interested young people that civility is cool, and man, do we need it here in today's society. So over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing more about Civility School and put it on your calendar, March 30th. And I'll give you some details about how garage logicians might be able to lend their insights to the program. Stay tuned. If you want more information, go to mnmasoniccharities.org.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Soucheray.
For your garage door needs, I can't tell you how well Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in Western Wisconsin has been received by GLers. They really like the service they've gotten, and Precision Garage Door gets this done in one visit. That's, to me, that's terribly important. They're not going to have to run back to the shop on most occasions because they usually have everything with them in the truck, and they do everything, the springs, the rollers, the door openers, and a garage door. Maybe you're thinking about selling your house. You want to up the curb appeal. You can't beat a new garage door, and Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities would install it. You know, with what? With
what?
Precision.
Ah, hence the name. I get it.
They text you when they're on the way. They keep you informed so you got time to go out there and get set up to watch them and give them grief and hector them and bug the guy till he finally tells you, why don't you go back in the house and read the paper?
I'm sure you've heard that many times.
I have. It's a GL-owned business. When you get the GL guy, you get the whole family at Precision Door. It's precisiondoormn.com. That's precisiondoormn.com. Or call them and make your appointment, 612-263-6985.
Thank you, Joe. In national and international headlines, I just like to say that.
I know you
Senate
do.
Major- Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying he thinks Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, in his words, lost his way in the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis there. Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., is strongly criticizing Netanyahu in a lengthy speech today on the Senate floor. Schumer said the prime minister has put himself in a coalition of what he called far-right extremists. And as a result, he's been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Schumer saying Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. The speech comes as an increasing number of Democrats have pushed back against Israel and as President Biden has stepped up public pressure on Netanyahu's government, warning that he needs to pay more attention to the civilian death toll in Gaza. The U.S. this month began airdrops of humanitarian aid and announced it will establish a temporary pier to get more assistance into Gaza via the sea. Russia is using AI deepfakes, not exactly surprising, and targeting politically unstable and war-torn countries to spread chaos, according to a new intelligence report. The warning came in the early annual threat assessment, a report put together collectively by multiple U.S. intelligence agencies and looking into the most direct and serious threats to the U.S. in the coming year. The report looked into the effects of what they call disruptive technology and implications on civil liberties, privacy, and ethics. In recent weeks, Russian state media and online accounts tied to the Kremlin have spread and amplified misleading and incendiary content about what's going on in the U.S. Campaign seems crafted to stoke outrage and polarization before the 2024 election.
I don't like AI.
No.
There you have it. I'm out on a limb there. I don't like artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I don't know what good can come from it.
I
suppose
either.
There is good, but yeah. Somebody will tell
is
us.
Is it too late to stop it?
Yes. It's controlling you as we speak. We
right
don't
now?
Even know it. It's controlling.
Is that what I'm? That's what I'm.
That's
feeling.
Right. That's right.
Oh, well, I hope
you
it
feel
stop.
A buzzing, yeah, a little tingling.
I do. Yep. I do. Well, turn it up. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Excuse me, lost
uh-huh.
my
place. Uh-huh. Yeah, now I'm talking.
Three Missouri men have been charged with federal counts related to the illegal purchase of high-powered rifles and guns with extended magazines after that shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally. That shooting left one person dead, roughly two dozen others injured, and sent hundreds of people scrambling for cover. Yesterday, federal prosecutors unsealed court documents said 12 people brandished firearms, at least six people fired weapons at the February 14th rally, which drew about 1 million people to downtown Kansas City. Attorney Teresa Moore said in a news release that at least two of the guns recovered from the scene were illegally purchased. Federal charges come 3 weeks after state authorities charged two other men, Lindell Mays and Dominic Miller, with second-degree murder and several weapons counts for the shootings. Authority also last month detained two juveniles on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Police said the shooting happened when one group of people confronted another for staring at them.
Ah.
30 said a bullet from
staring.
Miller's. No. Authorities have said a bullet from Miller's gun killed Lisa Lopez Galvin. She was the one person who died. She was in a nearby crowd of people watching the rally. Nearly 3 in 10 Americans have nothing, zero, saved for retirement.
Hi, I'm Kenny.
Study. The findings lay bare America's so-called retirement crisis amidst fears many workers are using their 401k pots like cash machines. Across all ages, 28% have no money at all saved for their twilight years. 39% say they're not contributing to a retirement fund. All of this is part of a survey by Go Banking Rates. According to Go Banking Rate Survey, workers aged between 35 and 44 are the least prepared for retirement. 35% of respondents in that age group had nothing saved for later years. By comparison, 33% of those 45 to 54 don't have anything saved. That figure falls to 30% for the 25 to 34 group and 28% for those aged 18 to 24. Baby boomers are found to be the most prepared for retirement, with only 25% saying they have nothing saved at all.
Wealth is not how much you save. It's how long you save something.
Right.
You've always said that. It's always been.
So I wish I could convince people to just $25 a month if you're 25 years old.
You gotta go more than that.
Well, no, if you're in a mutual fund, or find a mutual fund that'll take a low monthly fee.
Mars and Power.
Yeah, I, that's fine with me.
Great. I've got the 501 thing that has been untouched since, I don't know, like 02 or 03. So it's worth about, I don't know, $12,000. So
I don't see how any of it's going to be worth anything by the time the politicians get done.
Aren't they just going to take care of us all anyway?
That's right.
I'm going to turn to a life of crime.
I think so.
Or is it just the trans that
you might as well, because we don't prosecute crime.
Right.
The weirdness of this story dictates I must report it, because what are the odds? It does result in a death, which makes me sad to read it, but Miami-Dade police are investigating a shooting that happened yesterday. According to Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, who's also a spokesman for the police department, officers arrived at the home to find a man with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound and his girlfriend also suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. It appears, according to police, the man shot himself in the head while arguing with his girlfriend. The same bullet went through and hit the woman
head
as well.
Yeah, did they both die?
Nope, he died. She is in stable condition. But what are the odds? I mean,
yeah, he must not had much going on in his head.
Right.
Not a lot there.
One way to look at it.
Right through there like cardboard, you know.
John, I've done that with ducks. I've shot two ducks with one shot by accident.
Royce's uncle Fritz would purposely do that just to save money on shells.
Today, March 14th, right? Yes.
Yep. Yes, it is.
It's National Pie Day.
We go through this every year. I have no idea what that means.
Well, you know what pie is.
Pie is something squared.
3.1472568975.
What Rook said, it's the circumference of a circle. Yeah, usually we just say 3.14, although Rook knows a lot more numbers, apparently.
I just made them up.
Oh, I see.
Got it.
So whether you're challenging yourself to find how many decimal placements are actually in the word pie, or if you're eating your way through the circumference of an apple pie, this day has more history than a lot of people know about.
You like pie?
Joe, what kind of pie are you going to have tonight?
I don't think I am having any pie.
I think you know what kind of pie I'm having.
I like cherry. I like that. And I like blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
As is the way of the world, Pie Day results in food promotions, especially sweets, because, of course, of pie, and pizzas, because some folks, very annoyingly, and I wish Chris was here because he does it all the time, use the term pie for pizza.
No, it's wrong. It's a pizza. It's not a pie.
It drives me crazy. I don't know why. It just drives me nuts. Not a lot of things drive me nuts, but that drives me nuts.
John, when the moon hits your eye like a big
pizza pie.
What is that?
That's amore.
Oh, I always wondered what that was.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean. And it was an ambitious scheme that seemed to have sunk without a trace. We talked about this when it happened. 2012. Remember the fellow who was going to make a Titanic 2? Clive Palmer was his name?
Yes.
No.
Well, we talked about it. Yeah. Well, we talked about it on the radio. You guys' memories, you're old. You don't have any memories.
Right.
The project, surfaced then, but apparently he couldn't get the money together, that sort of thing. But he is a billionaire, and now he's penciled in 2027 for the launch of the Titanic 2.
That's going to be an exact copy of the boat. It's neat.
Yep. He claimed he would-be passengers are willing to offer up the money to go out on a maiden voyage. British travel experts are skeptical, though, as to whether modern-day cruisers want to return to the sailing experience of the early 20th century. Palmer's ideas for the 56,000 gross ton, 9-deck ship to carry 2,435 passengers with the same interior spaces and cabin layout as the original Titanic, which, as we all know, hit an iceberg and sunk.
Yeah, but it's going to be a resto mod. It'll have Corvette engines in it and high tech stuff, and it'll be great. It'll just look like a Titanic.
Are they going to go out and tag an iceberg too?
Yeah. How many cabins, John?
835.
That's a lot of cabins in that boat.
That's a large.
You know, if I were you people, I would go on a smaller yacht, maybe to Croatia in July with Escape With Us Vacations. That's, you know, something that a little closer to the shore.
Are you doing that right now?
No, I'm not.
Darn,
I'm
just that would have been beautiful.
DiCaprio going to be on this thing?
Yes, I am. I'll be more like Alec Baldwin, though.
I don't think I was talking to you.
Oh.
Well, John, I wish my best to the fella.
Yeah, good
luck. I hope it works out for him.
I hope he lands on his feet.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Does somebody want to do something here, or do you want to take a break?
How about you, Kenny? You want to do something?
I can't be interrupted right now because I'm on this website that I'm really enjoying, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com. It's brand new, looking really good. And if you go to it, maybe you'll be like me. You'll learn a whole lot of stuff about Rich, the owner, that we didn't know before, including 40 years of industry experience. 40 years, that's... I think that's longer than Joe has been doing Garage Logic.
Wow.
What that means is if you need anything at all, and I mean anything related to any kind of lock or key, Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe is the guy, home, office, vehicle, vault, anything. Rich is the man. And if you need a safe, Rich is also the man because he carries the best safe in the country, the Liberty Safe, made right here in the USA. Best warranty in the business. It's fully transferable. Best fire protection. And Rich has the best selection. That means there's a safe for every occasion and every budget. You won't be going home sad. And if you're a GLer, there's always something a little extra, extra for you. You got to make sure you tell them you come from Gumption County. You'll get 15% off all small, quick combo, and key vaults. Rich, he's got himself a phone, 763-494-9075. He also has an address. You can stop in and glad hand him, 6901 East Fish Lake Road in Maple Grove. And this fancy new website, you'll find that at MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
Is that his cylinder index or his golf score? Either way, it's a big number. Here's Joe Soucheray.
Joe, may I interrupt for a moment?
Yeah.
Well, I just, because we always yell at Chris for it, I have to yell at Ross because he just played a bump. He's already played today, so.
Oh, nice move, Reavers Jr.
Reavers only sent me four, and these are the four that I have, so I'm going to throw him under that moving bus.
I would, too.
Playing the very accurate understudy for Chris Reavers today is Ross.
Hail the Flashlight King.
Hail you.
Random thoughts from Eastern, Northeastern, Pierce County. Far from the world's tallest building, unless you count silos and the local coop's grain legs. What is a grain leg?
We don't have enough time, Joe. Maybe tomorrow.
In my opinion, a much higher rate of common sense per capita is prevalent in these types of areas. Listened to your show yesterday and wanted to confirm something that your resident agricultural specialist, or as we used to refer to them, farm reporters, Kenny, shared.
Uh-oh.
He reported that one of the neighbors was seeding something yesterday.
Yeah, what's going on?
We actually sowed oats yesterday, possibly the earliest date ever. My dad tells us that he also planted oats in March years ago, so it is not an unprecedented, albeit rare, occurrence, no doubt caused by global warming. Giving this some thought, I have come to the realization that you are indeed correct in being thankful that our mother, the Earth, is warming rather than cooling. I don't think that. I think we're cooling and not warming. Hmm. Just think, if it was cooling, we'd have to burn more chlorophyll.
Huh? Yeah.
Chlorofluorocarbons.
Oh.
To heat ourselves and grow food, which would in turn lead to catastrophic global warming. Then where would we go? As an aside, if you need a couple of minutes of comic relief, go to the Google or YouTube and look up the Hyment Damish poker face. I have no idea what he's talking about.
No idea.
Good luck and see you at the fair, Farmer Fred.
Fred, I have
a follow-up. They put the oats in.
I have a follow-up question, Fred. That means you're going to be combining, what, July 4th?
Boy.
Right?
Yeah, that's early.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to write back, Fred. I want to know.
Yeah, that's a lot of combining early.
No, you're riding the truck.
Towing the grain cart.
You know?
Only because they come to us.
No. You're not doing that yet.
We're not. We got 15 minutes left.
I got to talk to you.
You can stay then, Kenny. You can just do whatever you want, Kenny.
Yep, do whatever you want. However, when you have a problem with your furnace or your AC unit, you're going to get in touch with WelterHeating.com. Ray and Welt, this is 120 years of experience. This is four generations of serving the metro area. They're certified techs. Yep, they got to keep up with it. And over the last 120 years, you can see that technology has changed everything. Well, their certified techs know exactly what they're doing, and they will come out and help you if you have some funny noises that you hear on that heating unit, or maybe getting ready for the summer by a little tune-up for that AC unit out there. 612-825-6867 is the phone number that during business hours is answered by a human being, not AI. But you can also get informed on their website, welterheating.com. Click on the blog icon, and you might have a question answered for free. They're giving it away. The Welter family's giving it away. 612-825-6867, welterheating.com. Air condition or heat your shelter with Ray and Welter.
Renewal by Anderson brings you only because they come all the way.
All the way?
From Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Traveling Lymans at worldwidewaftage.com. It was on this day. Somebody needs to say the day.
This day, which is... today is Pi Day, March 14th.
In 1841, William Dunwoody was born in Pennsylvania. After moving to Minneapolis in 1869, he found his fortune in the grain and flour business.
Okay.
By the time of his death in 1914, he had contributed millions of dollars to a number of civic organizations, including the Dunwoody Industrial Institute, the Minneapolis Society of Fine Arts, and the YMCA.
Okay.
On this day.
314.
In 1919, Max Schulman was born in St. Paul. Mm. An author and Hollywood screenwriter, he is best remembered for creating who?
Snoopy. Charlie Brown.
Dobie Gillis.
Green Giant.
Who appeared in short stories, novels, and a television show, all based on the family that owned Gillis's grocery store in Minneapolis.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm sure. Well, you should have remembered it from last year on this day.
I should have. You're right.
Pause a second. Think of all the careers that have been made due to the grants from Dunwoody.
Yeah.
Just ponder that a minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy.
Wow.
On this day in 1960,
14 du mar,
future Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett was born in Chicago.
Now, Robert?
Just think, he'd be 64 years old.
What was the place he was from?
He was from the projects.
Yeah, Robert Green, something.
Cabrini? Was it Cabrini Green?
He said, I'm never going back there.
He didn't go back.
No.
So, happy birthday, Kirby. You'd be 64 today.
Wow.
And GLers, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'll tell you what right now. Town council members, if you want the full video and full show audio, including before and after the show, with the entire GL crew, we're going to give it to you and give it to you hard. Those are the few great perks of a town council membership.
Get a running start for that one.
I'm not sure I'm ever coming back.
Thank you, Ross. Official member card and certificate signed from the mayor himself.
Just signed some today.
I know you did. Invites to exclusive events. Learn more about the town council and become a member, and you will have an epiphany. GarageLogic.com. The online store remains open for business at GarageLogic.com.
Should we apologize for the extra short show today?
Nah. Just go online. Like get your
some
t-shirts.
Some people do
hoodies,
one show a week.
Your GL favorites. Yeah. They're all available. Show your support for GL with
some
the official
people
merchandise.
Some people pulled the plug on their Logic one show a week.
That's right.
Boo.
Yeah, by himself. Go to GarageLogic.com. Thanks, John.